This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Well, starting today, the Winnebago County Health Department is offering COVID-19 shots to little ones, six-month-olds to four-year-olds. The CDC recently approved shots for toddlers and babies. Pfizer requiring three shots and Moderna two shots for full vaccination. The County Health Department is also adding another vaccination clinic at Ascension Mercy on Thursdays. This will happen through July. By the way, the COVID-19 spread in Winnebago County is still in the very low category at this time. Later today, the Oshkosh School District will have a ribbon cutting for their new food truck. The Brewing Futures Mobile Cafe will give some students a hands-on learning experience. It's the first of its kind in the nation. The ribbon cutting is going to happen this afternoon at the school administration office parking lot. The Oshkosh Police Department is asking for help in their investigation into Saturday morning's accident that claimed the life of a 21-year-old Oshkosh man. Anyone with any information about the accident that happened on Harrison is asked to contact the police department. Page 2, the Oshkosh City Council is expected tonight to finalize plans for the Oregon-Jackson Bridge replacement. Council members are looking for the state to build a high-level fixed bridge. Business owners in the city center and on Oregon have expressed concern about the impact the bridge may have on their customers. The bridge and nearby roads could be adjusted to help out with that. Now, the bridge project will not happen for many years. In fact, it's not slated to begin until 2028. Free-range drinking could be happening in downtown Oshkosh as early as next month. The city is considering allowing people to go from bar to bar with drinks in hand in the downtown area during the summer and early fall. It's a way of making downtown pubs and bars more appealing. Keep an eye out for a bear. Yes, he's been spotted in Amroh and Winnicottie and may soon show up in Oshkosh. The DNR says the bear is looking for a mate. And some sad news, Planet Perk's second location, The Grind and the Beach Building, will be closing. Last day of operation is Thursday, June the 30th. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.